How you guys doing? Welcome to Serious Thing. Once again, my name is Winston Marsh, and I hope you guys are well. I hope all is well with everybody out there. Before we go into the nitty-gritty of today's topic, I want to give a shout out and big ups to everybody who has subscribed and who have given me feedback and recommendations and insights, and pretty much who want to hear more about Serious Thing and why Serious Thing and pretty much my culture. But before we go into that topic, I wanted to do this topic on Tuesday, because I've promised that on Tuesdays would be when I would drop all of my topics for you guys. But I wanted to do it today on 9/11, because I wanted to reflect upon that day and share this day with everybody, just to say that it's a day that we should not forget. You know, a lot of lives were lost on that day, and my condolences to the family who have lost, which leads us in to the people in the Bahamas who have lost as well. So thanks again to everybody who has helped in any way possible to support the people from the Bahamas, and making sure that you do your part. You know, one hand washes the other, as we said. One drop off a head, drop on shoulder, and just do your part. You know, these people really need the help that they could get. Just put yourself in their shoes. Wouldn't you need the help? Of course. But it's sad, and it's just one of the things where we look at and we would say, wow, it takes something bad to happen for us to pretty much come together as one people. You know, and I wanted to talk about culture today. So today's topic is about culture. You guys have asked, hey, can you tell us more about your culture? You mentioned it in the first episode, and we want to know more. So, all right, you guys requested it, so we give it to you. So, as you guys know, I was born and raised in Jamaica, and our culture is pretty much like an easygoing, friendly, and when you talk about culture, you know, our culture is pretty much our way of life. Our behaviors and our beliefs and values and symbols and everything that was passed down from generation to generation that we still do, that makes our culture so unique. And everybody in every country and everywhere has their culture, you know. Where are you from? Yeah, I'm asking you, where are you from? You know, and where are your grandparents from? You know, what's your name? All these things will tie into and would reflect upon your culture. You know, what is interesting about your culture? You know, if I tell you I'm from Jamaica, what would you tell me? Oh, so you guys smoke weed? That's a negative part of it, but I've gotten a lot of that. You know, you're from Jamaica. Hey, man, you smoke that weed, you know? It's like, no, not everybody from Jamaica has dreads and smoke weed, you know? But we are a friendly people, and it's just that how people associate things with people from a different culture, you know? There are things that we do every day that we could use, and what we use to associate people who have different cultural backgrounds. And it's funny how we do that, but at the same time, it works, because then we realize who or what you're talking about, you know? So what's so interesting about our or my culture? Let's just talk about the island itself of Jamaica. You know, it's simple facts, small facts. You know, it's slightly smaller than the state of Connecticut. You know, it's mostly Christian in our beliefs. You know, we're mostly Christian. And the funny thing is, like, every 5 or 10 minutes that you drive in Jamaica, you'll see a church. It's weird, right? And our dialect, people know our dialect is pretty much patois. It's like broken English, you know. Our beaches, and then everybody know our bobsled team. You know, Cool Runnings, man. Feel the rhythm, feel the ride, you know. And our, especially our reggae music and Bob Marley. And then the flag. The flag, which is black, green, and gold. Black for the people and the hardship, and green for the land and the luscious greenery that we have. And the gold for the bright yellow sunshine that we have all the year round. Ain't no winter, ain't no snow. It's just humid, hot, you know, Caribbean style. And our beaches are really nice. People always ask me about our beaches and all of that. But just a brief rundown of our country and, you know, our culture is pretty much laid back. How many people from the islands or the Caribbean, when you go home, if you live here in the States and you take a vacation and you go, let's just say, to maybe Antigua or Jamaica, if you go to my country, Jamaica, you'll see how people are laid back, you know? People pretty much work like a 9 to 5, only if you work at the airport, you know, you might get off later. But after work, people are laid back. It's not like here where, you know, we have to work. Some of us work until 10, 11, 3 in the morning, you know? And it's like our time that we should have with our family and friends have just gone by. And it's funny, you go there and say, oh, these people are just laid back. Yeah, because, you know, we spend time in connecting and socializing, going to the beach, playing football on the beach, and little things like that that we miss out on here, you know. And it's a part of our culture where we love our music, you know. We're laid back, we're easygoing, we're friendly. So when people think about my culture, they think about the music, the food, the jerk chicken, you know, the spiciness, the Jamaican patty. Damn, Winston, you got that Jamaican patty? You know how to make it? I mean, I know how to make it, but it might not come out the way you like it. But, you know, these are just some of the things. And with everything that we do and say, our cultures are pretty much almost alike when it comes on to food, you know. Like in Jamaica, we have tamale. For the Hispanics, you know, the tamale. Nicaragua, they have naca tamale. We have one, we call it dukun or blue draws, but that's a different story. I'll go into that later on. But and in the Dominican Republic, they have the tamale as well. You know, I think Puerto Rico has their style of that too, but you know, it's pretty much almost the same thing wrapped in that banana leaf, and you know, you have your food inside and all that good stuff. But when you look at it, we pretty much have something we could relate to. Like the Cubans like the frijoles negros con arroz, or we Jamaicans have rice and peas, but you guys say rice and beans, you know. But we say rice and peas in Jamaica, but it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, it's cooked differently, but that the outcome is still the same. You know, and then we could relate on different levels. And that's why I wanted to do cultures, because at the end of the day, we're all in this together. And then our cultures is what separates us in the fact that it makes us unique and we have something different to bring to each other. You know, that's like a wow moment. And then you ask yourself this question, what are some things that will define your culture? You know, down to the flag, down to where you're grandparents lived. And it's funny, you know, I usually ask my parents and my siblings, like, hey, you know where this person is from? Do you know this cousin? Do you know these people in our family? And our family is really big. And one of the questions that I asked my mom, it prompted me to ask her one time, was, hey, mom, you remember your grandmother? And she was like, yeah. She said, oh, she was a short old lady from Cuba. I'm like, what, Cuba? I have Cuban blood in me? She said, yeah. I'm like, wow, but I'm Jamaican. So you see how mixed we are, you know? It was funny, man. I was like, wow, I was taken aback. And I was like, that's why we are so mixed in the family. I have cousins with green eyes and, you know, but it's just weird that it's important for us to know where we come from. It could pretty much set a path of where we might go in the future, you know. And it's just really interesting how we as a people have different cultures, but there's always something or that one thing that keeps us together. And I just wanted to share that with you guys today, because it's like education, you know, trying to learn something new every day about somebody else's culture. You probably have a friend and you don't know nothing about them. You probably know where they live, their name, their parents, but you ever ask them, like, what's your cultural background? Like, what is your background? What's your parents' background and where their grandparents came from? You know, there's something to know, man. And I challenge you to dig that up about your past. And if you want, you can share with me about your cultural background. And I just wanted to share this brief, you know, facts about my cultural background, if that's enough for you guys to really hear the serious thing about my country and my culture. And I know a little about a lot of cultures because I love history and I wanted to just share this. And I hope, you know, add some kind of value where you could go up to your elders and just ask them, hey, you know, do you know much about your culture and where your grandparents are from? And you'd be surprised of what they tell you if they do know a lot about it. And, you know, it could give you a different insight and open up your mind to say, wow, I didn't know that. You know, you learn something new every day. And I challenge you to do that when it comes down to culture. Just some things to pretty much have you find out or say, what are some things that define your culture, you know? Just ask that question, man, and you'll never know. So, by the way, you know what? Let me give a shout out to Starbucks and Miss Asia at the Starbucks. She knows who I'm talking about. And I was there to get some coffee the other day, and, you know, it's just a sidebar information for you guys. And it was so early, man. I wasn't in it. You know, I wasn't feeling it that morning. And she came over. I was waiting by the register. And she came over and she was like, good morning. I was like, hey, morning. She's like, no. Good morning. So I was like, you know what? Good morning. You know, and it kind of picked me up before I had that coffee. So shout out to Miss Asia at Starbucks. You know who you are. You know, shout out to Starbucks, too, for getting somebody like that who really, you know, values everybody around her and, you know, keeps us going, man. Thank you for that, you know. But, yeah, I challenge you guys, when it comes on to your culture, think about it, man. Ask your elders, your parents, your grandparents about their culture and our culture. My culture is pretty much what I told you guys earlier. In Jamaica, we say, out of many, one people. You know, we're just mixed, you know, if you really look at it, you know, the motto that says out of many one people, we have Black, we have Chinese, European, so we're all one people, but out of many, you know, we make it happen and we make big things happen. And I was watching something the other day and just a brief history where they say the reason why Jamaicans are the way they are is because back in the early 1300s, or when there was the time of slavery, which is a sad topic, but Jamaica was pretty much a place where they used to bring the runaway slaves and they would leave them there. And that's why they say we are the way we are, because we're competitive, we're so athletic, we're so outgoing or outspoken, and, you know, we pretty much are very headstrong. So just a brief history of, you know, what makes up our culture and where we're from. But you know what? Jamaica was inhabited by the Arawaks, you know, a South American group. And the name Jamaica, I think, is from South America, which was spelled, I think, X-A-Y-M-A-C-A. I think it's pronounced Amica in Hispanic. But it's funny, and it stands for the land of wood and water. So, you know, just a brief history of my culture, my country, my background. And if you want, you guys could share, man. Let me know. Let me know what you think. And once again, you know, this topic and this podcast was brought to you by me, Winston Marsh, because there's none other. But once again, you know, say hi, hello to somebody out there today. You never know. Hi and hello goes a long way. You might change somebody's day by just saying hi and hello. Because we as a people, we like that. We love attention, man. I'm telling you. We love attention. And we like to be seen and acknowledged, you know. So Just do that today. Say hi, hello to somebody. And, you know, it goes a long way. So, once again, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. And this is Winston. You guys be safe. And I'm out.